Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Positive Behavior Activities for Kids 50 Fun and Engaging Exercises to Help Kids Make Good Choices at Home, at School, and Beyond by Stacy Spensley is a practical activity book for children ages 4 to 8. It belongs to the parenting and early childhood social-emotional learning space rather than a theory-driven child development text. The book is built around short, playful exercises that help children practice self-regulation, cooperation, emotional awareness, and everyday decision-making in familiar settings such as home and classroom environments. Its purpose is not to diagnose behavior problems or present a formal curriculum, but to give adults usable tools that can be introduced with minimal preparation and adapted to a child's developmental level. The format is especially relevant for parents, teachers, therapists, and caregivers who want concrete ways to support children through anger, sibling conflict, big feelings, and inconsistent follow-through. The book stands out because it speaks directly to children in an accessible, encouraging style while still serving adults as a guide for shaping positive habits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a hands-on behavior guide built around short, child-friendly activities. The most defining feature of the book is its activity-based structure. Instead of explaining behavior in abstract terms, it gives children 50 exercises that turn social-emotional learning into something concrete and usable. This matters because young children usually understand concepts better through action, repetition, and play than through extended explanation. By keeping the format hands-on, the book lowers the barrier to participation for both children and adults. A caregiver does not need specialized training to use it, and a child does not need strong reading fluency to benefit from many of the ideas. The result is a book that works more like an interactive toolkit than a conventional parenting manual. That design also supports consistency, because small repeatable exercises are easier to revisit in daily life than broad advice. In this sense, the book is aimed less at changing behavior through lectures and more at shaping behavior through practice. Secondly, teaching emotional regulation through big feelings and calm responses. A central theme is helping children manage strong emotions without treating those emotions as bad or dangerous. The book emphasizes that feelings such as anger, frustration, and disappointment are normal, but that children still need support in handling them safely and constructively. This is an important distinction because many behavior problems in early childhood are less about defiance than about immature regulation skills. The activities appear designed to help children notice what they feel, pause before reacting, and build calmer responses over time. That approach is useful for both home and school because children often need the same emotional tools in multiple environments. The book does not frame self-control as obedience for its own sake. Instead, it presents regulation as a skill that helps children function better with peers, siblings, and adults. This makes the book practical for adults who want to reduce conflict while also teaching children that emotions can be managed rather than suppressed. Thirdly, supporting positive choices in everyday family and classroom situations. The title signals an important application-focused behavior in the context where children actually live and learn. The activities are intended to help children make better choices at home, at school, and beyond, which suggests a broad, everyday usefulness rather than a narrow clinical purpose. That makes the book especially relevant for common situations such as following directions, sharing attention, resolving sibling friction, and participating cooperatively in group settings. The practical value lies in translating good behavior into observable habits that can be practiced in ordinary routines. This is a different approach from books that only explain discipline strategies to adults. Here, the child is also an active participant. Because the exercises can be used in different environments, the book may help adults create a more consistent message across settings, which is often essential for young children. It is therefore best understood as a bridge between parenting, teaching, and therapeutic support rather than a resource limited to one role. Fourthly, adaptable for younger children, neurodiverse learners, and different skill levels. The available description suggests that the book is flexible rather than rigid, which is an important strength in early childhood resources. Review snippets indicate that activities can be modified for younger children, and the author's background as a parent of neurodiverse children points toward a practical awareness of different learning needs. That matters because children in the 4 to 8 age range vary widely in attention span, reading ability, and emotional maturity. A rigid workbook would be less useful across such differences. By contrast, a book that can be simplified, scaffolded, or done with adult support is more likely to be used consistently. This adaptability also makes the book relevant to therapists and educators who need activities that can be adjusted for individual children rather than applied identically to everyone. The emphasis is not on one perfect behavioral formula, but on creating manageable entry points for different children. that increases the likelihood that the activities can be used in real-life settings instead of remaining one-time ideas. Lastly, a parent-coach perspective that translates guidance into accessible language. Stacy Spensley's background as a parenting coach shapes the book's tone and usefulness. The material appears to be written in a way that is practical, approachable, and understandable both for adults and for children. That is significant because many behavior books either speak only to parents in professional language or speak too simplistically to be truly useful. This book seems to aim for a middle ground. It gives adults enough structure to feel supported while still communicating directly to the child in a clear and friendly way. The result is a resource that can reduce the gap between what adults want children to learn and what children are actually able to hear and use. Reviews also suggest that some activities resemble ideas recommended by therapists, but are presented in a less clinical format. That translation into everyday language is one of the book's most distinctive qualities. It makes the resource more usable for families who want guidance that is informed, but not intimidating or overly technical. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, teachers, therapists, and caregivers who work with children ages 4 to 8 and want concrete ways to support positive behavior. It is especially useful for adults looking for tools that can be used in ordinary routines, rather than a book of abstract advice or a strict discipline system. Children who struggle with big feelings, cooperation, sibling conflict, or follow-through may benefit from the playful structure, while adults may appreciate having activities that are easy to explain and repeat. What makes the book stand out in its category is the combination of child-facing language, practical exercises, and flexibility across home and school settings. Many behavior books are written mainly for adults. This one is designed to engage children directly, which increases the chance that the ideas become part of daily practice. It also appears to be especially attentive to different developmental needs, making it more adaptable than many one-size-fits-all parenting resources. As a result, it functions as both a support tool and a teaching tool. If you would like to support Stacy Spensley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.